AR Studio S at Michigan State University, this is Current Sports.
What is up, beautiful people? Oh my goodness, is it hump day already? That's right, it is Wednesday, March 2nd, 2016. Oh boy, hopefully you guys had a fantastic Tuesday. I know it was messy outside, we got a ton of snow. But in due time, it will all melt away and spring will reveal itself, okay? But in the meantime, it may be cold outside, but it's hot in here. We've got a sizzling hot hour of WKAR's Current Sports to bring to you. On today's show, we will have a ton of discussion and we'll talk about the Indiana Hoosiers raising the Big Ten Championship last night in Iowa. On the road, adversity. It was a tight one as that game went on, but congratulations to Tom Green and the Hoosiers. We'll recap what took place last night and moving forward. What does this mean for Michigan State? Yeah, we'll put that in perspective as well. We'll also talk about Donatas Mantonis. I still don't know if I'm saying that name right, but he's a little salty about the trade not going through that would have sent him to the Detroit Pistons. You get a chance to hear what he had to say. Also, we will invite Current Sports Beat reporter Andrea Urban to the show to talk about her feature on a pretty good girls basketball player at Okemos High School. You do not want to miss that. Trust me, folks. Also, the Redskins decided to pull the franchise tag on Kirk Cousins. And we'll talk a little bit of Tigers, as well as take your calls all the way up until 2 o'clock. Call 517-355-9527. Again, 517-355-9527 to be a part of today's show. But hey, you know what's next. Here are your Current Sports quick hit headliners for this March 2nd. All right, in their second-to-last game of the season, the number two Michigan State men's basketball team travels to New Jersey tonight to take on the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. Although Indiana secured the Big Ten title outright last night, the Spartans are still playing for a double bye in the Big Ten tournament, as well as a chance for a higher seed in the NCAA tourney. Now, Rutgers has yet to win a Big Ten game. Get this, folks. They are 0-16. Oh, that hurt just saying that. The Michigan State Spartans, they won the first meeting between the two teams this year in East Lansing on January 31st, 96-62. The final of that one, the game, will be broadcast on the Big Ten Network at 7 p.m. And did you check out last night's Iowa and Indiana game?
Yogi Ferrell, will he take the big shot? Bryant is trying to post. It's Yogi. It's three. Got him all! Yogi with a big three. And the lead is five.
That three was sick. Oh, the number 12 Indiana Hoosiers secured the Big Ten title outright yesterday against the number 16 Iowa Hawkeyes. They have just been horrible as the year has gone on. Iowa was behind by as much as 14 points before making it a 24-8 run to give them a 74-72 lead. But the Hawkeyes went cold down the stretch, even missing nine straight shots at one point. Yogi Ferrell scored 20 points, including a big three-pointer with 37 seconds left, like you just heard, and the Hoosiers defeated the Hawkeyes 81-78. It is Indiana's second outright Big Ten title in the past 4 years. We'll have more on that in just a second. The girls' basketball state tournament resumes action tonight with district semis to take place around the area. Semifinal matchups at Waverly High School feature Grand Ledge versus East Lansing and DeWitt versus Waverly. Meanwhile, semifinals at Okemos High School feature Okemos versus Mason and Jackson Northwest versus Lansing Everett. And speaking of Okemos, again, we will invite Andrea Urban to the show to profile one of the stars of that Okemos girls basketball team. You don't want to miss that. The Detroit Tigers officially got their spring training season underway yesterday, but fell to the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 4-2. The bright spot for the Tigers was designated hitter V-Mark Victor Martinez, launching a two-run homer in the seventh. The D returns to the diamond today, playing two games with split squads, one against the Yankees and the other against the Pirates. The game against the Pirates will feature Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh. I kid you not, folks. Coaching first base for one inning. Harbaugh is everywhere. Props to Jim Harbaugh, man. He's certainly branding. That's all branding and marketing, okay? All right, the Detroit Pistons return to the hardwood tonight when they visit one of the best teams in the association, the San Antonio Spurs. The Pistons are playing better basketball as of late, They have won four straight games, including victories over the top two teams in the East, the Cavs and the Raptors. This is the second meeting of the season between the two, with the Spurs winning the first 109-99. Tony Parker led all scorers that night with 31, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope scored 25. Residing in different conferences, the Detroit Red Wings and the Chicago Blackhawks don't see much of each other, but this week they'll be acquainted for their entire series this season. Tonight they face off in the Joe, and Sunday they'll be in the Windy City for another face-off. Since moving to the Eastern Conference in 2013, Detroit improved to 3-1-0 against its longtime original six arch rival by taking both matchups last year, but the Hawks have one of the most unstoppable players in the league, Patrick Kane. Kane recorded 12 of his league-leading 85 points, three shy of his career best in 11 games this month. The 2015 Stanley Cup champs hope to defend their rep tonight in the D, when the Wings will hope to prove that they are a force to be reckoned with. That should be a good one, folks. All right, yesterday, the Washington Redskins announced they will place their non-exclusive franchise tag on former Michigan State quarterback Kirk Cousins. The non-exclusive tag means the Redskins have until July 15th to complete a long-term deal, or Cousins will play the year, forget this, $19.95 million. Oh, that's a lot of money. If Cousins signs with another team, the Redskins will receive two first-round draft picks, as compensation. And last but not least, disturbing news out of FIU, Florida International women's basketball coach Marlon Chin has been suspended after one of his players told the Miami Herald that he pursued her sexually and gave her a $600 loan. Ugly story there. That wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. Call in to be a part of the show. 517-355-9527. 517-355-9527. You know what time it is. It's time to get this party started.
You walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world. You'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Checked out. Oh, got him wide open. Peter Jock for the tie. Now, and Indiana has won the outright Big Ten championship. 2016, a banner year in Bloomington as the Hoosiers come on the road and secure their 22nd Big Ten title. Man, you talk about unexpected. Look at Bloomington.
You got to work for it, right? You know, it's not going to be easy. That is how you're a champion. It really is. All right, and there's a lot of things that have happened in this group, all right, and there's a lot more things to happen, so we're not going to talk, all right, too much more in the past tense, all right? But the bottom line is, when you believe in what you're doing, it is amazing what you get done. But we got one more regular season game, and there is absolutely no way, there's no way that we're not walking out of that place Sunday with our seniors with their heads extremely high. There's no way.
Oh, man, that's how you start a show, ladies and gents, boys and girls. Welcome to WKAR's Current Sports. Shout out to one of my favorite movies of all time. Actually, the series that took the top spot in our current sports all-time film sports movie list, Rocky. Yeah, Rocky. Gotta love that. Yeah. I feel like running up some stairs right now, Isaac. Welcome to the show. We've got a great show in store for all of you guys out there. Again, our phone lines are open. 517-355-9527. 517-355-9527. What you just heard mixed in with Bill Conti's classic Rocky intro song was, of course, the call from last night's Indiana versus Iowa men's college basketball game. Was that fun or what? I mean, I watched that entire game completely glued to my television. Back and forth they went. Iowa coming back in the waning moments of that game. They were down by as much as 14 points in that game. And then what happens? Yogi Ferrell. Just a clutch. Just clutch three-pointer, folks. I mean, it was a nice step back from the right, left side of the court. The defender tried to get a hand in his face. The defender didn't even jump, though. He put a hand in his face, but by that time, I mean, Yogi was a few feet off the ground in perfect form, nothing but the bottom of the net. Yogi Ferrell, my goodness. When he's done with college basketball, he will be looked back at one of the most entertaining college basketball players in Big Ten history. Simple as that, man. That was just completely clutch. And isn't it funny, though? I mean, Indiana winning this Big Ten title. Oh, my. How things have changed out in Indiana. Because, you know, the big talk coming into this year was that Tom Crean was on the hot seat. Tom Crean coaching for his job this year. He actually topped the list, really, on many people's list. He topped the list when it came to coaches on the hot seat. This year, you know, I really thought that a trip to the NCAA tourney last year, you know, saved his job. You know, of course, they went out in the first round, losing to Wichita State. But, you know, and looking at how crazy last season was, when things were said and done and March Madness was packed away last year, there were no fewer than 40 coaching changes last season. Again, no fewer than 40, folks. That's crazy. I mean, guys like Rick Barnes of Texas, Anthony Grant at Alabama, Rick Ray at Mississippi State, Oliver Purnell at DePaul. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. It was a bit of a surprise that Crean kept his job, to be honest, and was really coaching for his job this year. Of course, Crean with local ties here to the Michigan State men's basketball program, working under Judd Heathcote as an assistant, working with Tom Izzo. They are really good friends. They don't talk as much now because, I mean, they're going against each other in the Big Ten Conference on a weekly basis. But, you know, Crean certainly has local ties here. It was just good to see, you know, him get that dub. I mean, for Spartan fans, I know you're feeling salty right now, okay? You needed Indiana to lose last night to Iowa. And then to lose against Maryland to finish up the year, if Michigan State wanted a shot at a share of the Big Ten title with two games remaining. Of course, Michigan State will take on Rutgers tonight, and then they will take on Ohio State this weekend on senior night, the final home game of the year. So if Michigan State wanted to compete, you know, for a chance at a share of the Big Ten title, they needed Indiana to lose. They were the biggest Iowa fans last night, along with, like, what, three other teams. It could have been a four-way tie if you know, a crazy scenario worked out where Indiana did lose the final two games of their year. And, you know, the others who were tied for that long list of those tied for second won out, you know. But that would have been crazy, though. We knew that was going to happen. But it was just really cool to see, you know, Bloomington also. I mean, they were at Assembly Hall just going crazy looking at that game. Celebrating that outright title. But, you know, my oh my, what a difference the season makes. You know, Tom Crean, you know, winning the Big Ten title now. One heck of a coaching job. Because at the very beginning of the year, Indiana started very hot, but they hadn't played anyone. And, you know, when that competition ramped up, they manned up and they handled their business. Simple as that. And it's so remarkable because, you know, diving into the numbers now, just really looking at the statistics for this Indiana team, I mean, you know, pretty impressive stuff offensively, but defensively, this isn't one of the best defensive teams in the Big Ten. So, you know, that old cliche, you know, defense wins championships. I don't know if that can reign true in this conversation when discussing how Indiana was able to win the Big Ten title this year. Get this. They're number one in scoring offense in the Big Ten. 82.8 points per game is what they average. They're number two in scoring margin at plus 13.8 in the Big Ten Conference. Again, these are all conference statistics. They're number two in three-point field goal percentage, shooting a lights out 42% from behind the arc. And that kind of goes on my argument that, hey, in order to win in today's game of basketball, it doesn't matter what level you're playing at, all right? College or pro, you need to shoot the three-pointer well. I think gone are the days where you can just be like an inside dominant team and you can compete for championships. I don't know. If you can't hit that three-pointer, it goes out the window. It goes out the window. Okay, folks, you got to be able to hit the three-point ball in today's hoops. All right. Number two, though, in three-point field goal percentage. Number one in three-point field goals made. All right. Again, it goes into that argument as well. They also rebound quite well. Number five in rebounding in the Big Ten Conference, number one in rebounding defense, and number three in rebounding margin, plus seven margin for Indiana, and number one in field goal percentage. They shoot over 50%, a little over 50%, 0.502 for the year. So great offensive team, but when it comes to their defense, though, I mean, these aren't world stoppers here, folks. I mean, they're number 10 in field goal percentage defense. Number 10, folks. Number 10 in the conference. 43% is what opponents on any given night shoot against Indiana. And they are number 13 in scoring defense at 74.8 points per game. That's how much competition is throwing up on this team on a nightly basis. But their offense is kind of, you know, the great equalizer in that discussion, though. So Indiana, not a great defensive team, a stellar offensive team, and it's been enough now to win them a Big Ten title. So salute to Tom Crean. Salute to him, man. You know, I was rooting for him. I think Tom Crean is an excellent coach. You know, he's a fiery guy. He's very passionate when it comes to his coaching relationship with his players. You know, so it was good to see it. I'm looking here at an article, you know, IndyStar.com, you know, an article that was written, on November 9th of 2015, kind of, you know, talking about Tom Crean and, you know, him coaching for his job. And, you know, interesting quote here from Crean. Quote, "This team has got to understand what's it going to take for them to take the next step in every area, whether it's our shooting, whether it's our ability to penetrate, whether it's our break, whether it's our full court defense, half court defense, certainly the rebounding." So that's where that understanding level of how long they've been here needs to jump. So basically he was challenging his team and challenging his seniors. Again, this team is led by Yogi Ferrell. Again, Yogi, it's going to be sad for me to see him go. I don't know how well Yogi's game is going to transition to the NBA level because he is so small. Yogi's so small out there. You know, I mean, what is Yogi? I mean, he was 6'1". That's a generous 6'1". That's what he's listed as on ESPN.com. He's a buck 80. But 6'1", he's small. I mean, he's got some girth to him. He's a pretty muscular dude. But going to the next level where on a nightly basis, I mean, you're going against competition that has at least, you know, 2 to 3 inches on you. I don't know, Yogi. I don't know. You're going to be going against a lot of trees when you go to the NBA. I mean, I like to see him in the D League first before he, you know, transitions into the league. But Yogi, though, I mean, he's so fun to watch on the college level, though. I mean, he's averaging 17.1 points per game, 3.9 rebounds per game, 5.5 assists per game. And his numbers have steadily gotten better since he's entered college basketball, folks. You know, going back to that 2012-13 year. You know, averaging, 2.8 rebounds, 4 assists, 7 points. You know, a lot of that discussion has to do with playing time. But he goes from that to 2013-14 year where he averages 17.3 points. So he went from 7 to 17.3 points his sophomore year. You look at, you know, assist. You know, he stayed quite the same there, 3.9 assists, actually lowered in his freshman year. Ramped it up rebound-wise, 3 rebounds per game. Junior year, 16.3 points per game, but he was doing work, certainly in the assist department, almost 5 assists per game his junior year last year, folks. Pretty impressive stuff. And then now his senior year, 17.1, 5.5 assists per game. And again, you know, 3.9 rebounds per game. Just impressive stuff. You know, he's gotten better as the years have gone on. And that speaks directly to the coaching staff in Indiana. They have done a great job with developing Yogi's game, despite his size, year after year after year, as he's been in the Tom Crean system. So it is going to be bittersweet for me to watch Yogi go. Indiana, though, congrats to him, winning the Big Ten title. And again, you know, State fans were certainly the biggest Iowa fans last night because, again, if Iowa would have beaten Indiana, and again, if Indiana would have gotten beaten by Maryland, again, you're talking about at least a share, if Michigan State wins out this week, beating Rutgers and Ohio State, at least a share of the Big Ten title, okay? But Tom Izzo, I feel like at this point, Tom Izzo does not care about Big Ten championships anymore. I just got to be real here. I got to keep it real. Tom Izzo is gunning for a national championship. Tom Izzo wakes up in the morning and trips over Big Ten title championships, okay? I mean, the man has won seven of them. He's won seven. He's been there, done that. He has four Big Ten tourney championships. Been there, done that. Seven Final Fours, 13 Sweet 16s. I mean, I could go on and on and on. But when it comes to the entire enchilada, winning the coveted NCAA championship, he's only done it once, back in 2000. And you better believe, Tom Izzo, being the competitive individual that he is, being a shoe-in, I think, for the Hall of Fame. You know, he's actually on the Hall of Fame ballot as we speak. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer when the final votes come out. It irks at him that he's only won, just one NCAA championship. And I'm not trying to dumb this down, though, folks. I'm not trying to say that winning one, you know, is it great. It's great because many coaches go throughout their careers not even having sniffed an NCAA tourney championship, let alone win one. So for him to have one is pretty formidable. But Tom Izzo, being the competitive guy that he is and knowing that he's had the talent over the years to have more than one and not gotten the job done, I mean, he's been, again, to seven Final Fours and only come out with one NCAA championship. That irks at him. So you better believe that Tom Izzo isn't losing sleep over Indiana winning the Big Ten championship. I'm just saying. He's got bigger fish to catch. All right? Simple as that. So I don't want anybody, I want Spartan fans feeling sorry for this MSU men's basketball team at the end of the day for Indiana coming out with that championship last night. Michigan State certainly had its opportunities, folks. When Denzel Valentine got injured, they went on that three-game losing streak. If you win two of those, you're talking about a share, all right? You can't cry over spilled milk, though. What's done is done. Folks, the phone lines are open, 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. I want to invite right now the man behind the glass, our fantastic engineer of WKAR's Current Sports, will be going on spring break pretty soon. Isaac Constance. Isaac, you excited about spring break, man?
I am, yeah. Road tripping down with a friend back to New Orleans. Going to spend a night in Nashville, most likely, which is another great southern city. Good place to have a night out in. It'll just be a fun time. Get to the warm weather. The river, the Mississippi River, gotta love it. So I'll be hanging out on there.
I'm jealous, man. I remember those days. I remember those days in college, you know. And I'll be rocking out this thing solo dolo starting Friday into next week because, of course, all of our PAs, they're students. They will be on spring break, turning up. But I remember my time on spring break back in college. Get this, I went to Panama City my junior year. And I told you the story. I remember
on our
walk to one of the MSU men's basketball games this year. We went to Panama City my junior year. Wild out, dude. It was so fun. And I filmed everything, you know. I took my Sony and I filmed every moment of everything, even the road trip. We're so crazy. Well, this is my senior year. My senior year, we took a bus because we went to Miami. So we went to Panama City my junior year, and then we went to Miami my senior year. And I had one of my best friends, Johnny. Johnny had like this phobia of flying at the time. He did not want to fly. So I didn't want to let him, you know, roll solo dolo and drive down there by himself.
Of course, we
looked at the bus fare to get from Detroit to Miami. And we bought a bus ticket from Detroit to Miami. It took us over a day to get down there.
How much was it?
Oh, man, I can't remember. I have to go back and look. I'm sure it's in my email somewhere. But dude, it was one of the things that I regret it a lot because, I mean, we're on the buses with, I remember I was sitting next to an ex-con on one of those buses, dude.
Yeah, you were telling me
that. I'm like, what in the world is going on here? I mean, it was crazy. But the experience was one I wouldn't trade for a lifetime. But I filmed that. I filmed our bus trips down there going to Miami because I did the same thing in Miami as well. But in Panama City, I filmed, we road trip down to Panama City and I filmed the entire ride, including our experience there. All on film, dude. That film, though, will forever be locked in the closet. I'm just saying. So
it's
have
all
fun.
About making the memories. All about making
right.
the memories.
All,
that's
all
what
about
you
memories.
Remember.
Yeah, have fun on spring break. So I'll be rocking this thing out solo dolo next week, which will be fun. It'll be bittersweet. I'll certainly miss you guys, without a doubt. Tear.
But here, too.
I want you to kind of elaborate on Indiana winning this Big Ten championship, man. How surprised – did you check out the game last night? And how surprised were you at looking at the final result?
I did. That final shot from Yogi. I mean, what can you say about that kid? He's a senior now, and he's been doing it, like you mentioned, for three straight years, averaging about 17 points per game, being the leader both in the clubhouse and on the court of that team. He just goes again and again and makes big plays for them. He really gets his teammates excited and riled up for games as well. And you know what? This is long overdue for Indiana. I've always thought Tom Crean's a great coach, and I thought – talk of him getting fired at the start of the year was shocking. I thought it was absolutely
ridiculous. You think so?
Ridiculous.
It didn't shock me. It didn't
really?
Shock because, you know, looking at the talent, again, it's kind of like, you know, Michigan State when it comes to their runs of coming just short of competing for a national championship. Yep. Like, they've had some great talent over the years. I remember, oh, my goodness, I mean, Victor Oladipo. I mean, oh my goodness. Remember, I believe Cody Zeller was on that team as well. I
yes,
mean,
they've
had some great talent, and in many individuals' eyes, they've underperformed when not going deep in the NCAA tourney. And I thought last year they had certainly the talent to make a run, possibly an Elite Eight appearance, and you go out in the first round of Wichita State? Come on, that can't happen. So I saw it coming, and it was loud. That talk of Tom Crean getting fired was so loud this year. For him to block that out.
A few weeks into the season, too,
right.
You could just hear the chattering in East Lansing.
Definitely, man. It was so loud. But for Tom Crean to block that out and just go out there and coach maybe the best coaching job of his career this year. You can make that argument.
You certainly can. And, you know, up through the season, they've had a lot of players who have really fluctuated in terms of how good they've done. I mean, Troy Williams, for example, he showed up last night, but he's had a really rocky season in terms of having his highs and his lows. And then Yogi Ferrell, he's been there constant. He's been there throughout the whole thing. But really, congrats to Indiana because, like you mentioned, this is a job nobody expected to get done. They started off the year 5-3. 5-3. Mm-hmm. And they go on to win a very competitive Big Ten championship where – Michigan State, if you ask me, they're still probably one of the best three teams in the country. So, I mean, you can say that. You can say Iowa. And they beat Iowa 85-78 when Iowa was on a roll, giving them their first loss of the Big Ten season. So, it's just a big win for Indiana. But like you mentioned, hey, Tom Izzo, this is petty for him. This does not matter whatsoever. Making the tournament, possibly getting a number two seed, that's what matters. But Big Ten championship, you know, it's water under the bridge, and it's just a few drops of water at that.
And you know what? I can't let Iowa off the hook here. This was – and we made this statement earlier in the year, Isaac. This was Iowa's Big Ten title to lose. And that is exactly what happened this year. They knocked down the Big Ten door early, but they refused to walk in the room. Classic. Fran McCaffrey. They lost to Penn State, Wisconsin, Ohio State, and then last night to Indiana, just giving it away to the Hoosiers. So Iowa, big question mark about them moving forward as we embark on the postseason. Folks, the phone lines are open 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, she has just entered Studio S. Andrea Urban, that's right, current sports beat reporter. She will talk about a pretty good Okemos High School girls basketball baller. You do not want to miss that and so much more. Don't touch that dial. Don't you do it. You are listening to Current Sports right here on WKAR AM 870. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. You know what? It is Wednesday. And as you guys know, those who have been following the show for quite some time, usually on Wednesday, we love to bring you guys a debate segment that was entitled Barbershop Wednesday. We used to embrace debate here on the show each and every Wednesday. We will still do that, but in a different form. Isaac and myself, we have been brainstorming what we can do to bring a different type of feel, a different type of flavor, you know, to Wednesday's Current Sports. And Isaac came up with a great idea that we are going to start actually next week. I was so tempted to start it today, Isaac, but we're starting it next week. And I've got a twist, though. I've taken your idea, and I've put it really in the hands.
You've ruined it. No, that's what you've done.
But listen, check this out. I've taken your idea, and I put a bit of a twist on it to really give our listeners kind of a hands-on feel to the show. Not like they don't already have that each and every weekday from 1 to 2 p.m. But on Wednesdays, you came up with the idea of titling this segment, Isaac, Wild Take Wednesdays, where you kind of look at any sports topic and provide an opinion, a take on it, that is not your status quo, okay? Thinking outside the box here. But with the, we're certainly going to do that between you and I. But I thought it would be cool every week to have one of our dedicated listeners out there involved in the segment, to have that listener be able to come to WKAR or do it via phone and to just rant on anything that's on his or her mind. And that if we do have an individual that wants to do that out there, we will have you guys come on the show. Right. Yeah, I know Ray wants to do it.
He's
going to
be a constant feature of
he's out in Indiana. It's so funny about Ray because Ray lives out in Indiana, so he doesn't listen to the show, but he knows what time it's on. So he'll just call in and bring up random stuff that we're not even talking about at the time. So he probably doesn't even know this segment exists right now. Ray a call. But again, if you have an interesting take that you need to get off your chest, if there's just something that you need to get off your sports chest, we want to feature you on Wednesday's Current Sports, Wild Take Wednesday. You will be featured on it. So if you got an opinion on something, it could be anything. Call in 517-355-9527. We'll take down your information and we'll set up something. Or you can even email me. I prefer you email me at Al Martin, real simple, A-L-M-A-R-T-I-N, at WKAR.org. Again, Al Martin at WKAR.org. Send me an email. And even if you want to do this, if you're shy, don't like your voice, and you don't want to be heard through the airwaves, I encourage you to type up a take. Type something up, and I'll read it here on our airwaves, okay? What'd you think of that idea?
I love it. It'll be as lively as fiery. I'd love to read another person's voice as well. Just read what they type
exactly.
Down and read as passionately, as vehemently as I can.
Yeah.
It'll be a blast. But yeah.
Type up a letter to me. You
I look
what I mean?
Forward to this. One rule that I've got to ask a question with before. Is Doc Rivers off limit?
We talk about anything on the show.
Because, you know, you and I almost came to blows. Thank God there were seatbelts in that car. Because, gosh, that was about a 20-minute debate.
That was. We went at it.
I'm not sure if either of us really had much more to restrain each other.
Yeah, we definitely we got heated about Doc Rivers and what he means to the game of basketball. Is he overrated? That kind of thing. So, but, yeah, you can talk about anything here on it. We talk about it all, okay? So call in 517-355-9527. Or you can email me at AlMartin@WKAR.org. All right. Well, let's bring on our current sports beat reporter. She has been doing one fantastic job along with the rest of our team throughout this semester thus far. Her name is Andrea Urban, and she has done a pretty cool profile on one of the best girls basketball players in this area. Okay, Andrea, first of all, welcome to the show, and I am really digging your hoodie. You know I'm a big Pistons guy. And she's rocking right now the Detroit Bad Boys logo on a hoodie. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I got it locally, so I had
nice.
But thank you so much. I'm so excited that with so much, Valaya deserves this, and this is awesome to finally show everyone what she's really made of.
Well, first off, I got to know, what's her name? What year is she in high school? And what makes her so good?
Oh, so this is Leah Hartman, and she is a 14-year-old freshman at Oak Miss High. She was already being noticed in eighth grade, in sixth, seventh, eighth, but now she's a freshman, and she's on the girls' basketball varsity team at Oak Miss.
As a freshman.
And averaging 19 points a night, 5'11", point guard, and just getting noticed by D1 schools already, and she has received 7 D1 scholarships.
Already as a freshman
including
in high school.
Michigan State and Michigan.
Unbelievable stuff. Well, you certainly got unprecedented access to the world of Leah Hartman, which you're going to hear right about now.
Go in the driveway, and she'd set up cones, and she'd dribble around the cones, and she would just play. Come in for lunch, go back outside and play. Come in for dinner, go back outside and play.
You could see athletically that she had some gifts. She could move a little bit, you know, better than most girls. Matter of fact, she's moving better than most boys at her age.
And this is Leah Hartman, an Oak Miss girls basketball player whose skill is too good to ignore. And she is only 14 years old.
She's very level-headed. She's even-keeled. She has a cerebral approach to the game. She's wise beyond her years for a 14-year-old. And she handles it well. I don't know how many student-athletes would be able to take on all the things that she's taken on.
Maybe that's because she's been working on her skill since day one.
She's seen that each year she needs to improve at something and worked hard to do that. And so achieving that each year would be the high point. She would also study the game and try and figure out what worked well and then try and, you know, get better at that thing.
I saw her for the first time, and she was in a middle school basketball game, and she came down on a fast break and did what you call a Euro step. And at that moment, I thought, man, this young lady is special as far as the basketball goes.
Seeing her work determinedly on a new skill or a new move, and then to see it show up in a game, to others it might look like a natural, you know, somebody who just does it. But to see, you know, pull back the curtain and see behind what makes that happen is extremely a proud, you know, it's a very proud moment.
I usually like surprise myself with stuff like that. Like, I'll just do it and I'm like, all right.
And there have been many moments that have revealed Leia's gift. But to some, her skill has stood out on a more personal level.
When she finally beat me. Well, she was up in the beginning of the game, and you know, I always thought that I could come back whenever she was up, and I just didn't come back, and she hit the last shot, and that was it.
It was around 12 o'clock at night, and she wanted to play basketball, and I was rebounding for her. And I thought, I'm going to ask her a question, and I said, you know, basketball, it's easy, isn't it? All you have to do is just dribble down, you put up the shot, you go, you play a little bit of defense. And then I remember she stopped. She grabbed the ball and she put it in her hand and she said, it's never easy. And that's how I knew, you know, for someone who's so young, you know, fifth or sixth grade, to know that it takes hard work.
This season, Leah is averaging 19 points a game, and she has received 7 scholarships from D1 schools, 2 of them that are ranked in the top 25. But remembering she is only 14 is a key aspect in all of this.
We've done the best we can as a family to keep the focus on being a freshman and enjoying what it means to be a 14-year-old, along with the other things that come through the sports. Balance is a real big theme in our family, and so we really work to strive at keeping that perspective.
The key is us trying to make it as healthy as possible, because we want her to still have that normal childhood while she's, you know, and having all this success with the game of basketball.
Sometimes we talk about that, you know, that you're a role model for other girls. Has it really clicked? Does she really understand that? I don't know if she does yet, but again, she is 14. And I think the older she gets, the more mature she gets, the more she'll understand that and realize that.
It is a concern that any child that receives the attention that she's getting now could get off track a little bit. But because of her foundation, her parenting, her inner being of knowing who she is, that is going to always help her no matter what type of accolades will come her way.
Basketball may be the main factor that sends Leia to a college, but there are other things that her mentors expect her to consider.
What would be the best fit for her? Because one day the ball won't be in your hand anymore.
We want to make sure that she has a place to get a great education.
We make sure that when she gets an offer, that she writes a letter of thank you, you know, to the people, because, you know, they're making her an offer to come to their school, and we want her to be appreciative.
I'm feeling really good about everything that's happened and just, like, really blessed and just excited for just, like, my future and just everything, that all the opportunities that could come.
Dedication, passion, and sheer talent. This is Leia Hartman.
Very cool stuff, to say the least. Again, that was our own Andrea Urban reporting for WKAR's Current Sports. And the voices you heard throughout that montage was, of course, the brother of Leia Hartman, Vail Hartman, her mother, Benay Hartman, Doug Hartman, her father, Marcus Warman, who coaches at AIM High and also athletic director at Okemos High School, Ira Childress. So Andrea is in studio with us right now. Andrea, first off, very well done piece, okay?
Thank you.
You got some access that average reporters don't get into the, I mean, when look at, and you guys will see the visual of this piece very, very soon on WKAR.org. But I'm sitting there watching it, and you got footage of her just chilling in the living room doing her homework with her mother there. Her siblings are sitting right there.
Yeah.
I mean, first off, how did you stumble across this story, and how did you go about reporting it?
Well, when I heard about a 14-year-old who is getting so noticed, first thing I thought was, you know, she doesn't want to hear from me. There's so many other media outlets that could contact her. Like, why would she want to hear from me? But we immediately bonded because I used to be an athlete. She is an athlete.
What did you play?
Volleyball.
Nice.
But we both had the height, and we both kind of talked about, you know, being tall in sports and what is key about that. And our bond just, I was able to bond with her and her family. So when I reached out to them, I let them get to know me, and I got to get to know them. And then that's when allowing me into their house became a thing. I mean, I think I was there 5 separate occasions. I interviewed Dad one night, Mom a different day, Vail a different day, and then I went there on another night just to shoot them all hanging out, because my whole story was about the Hartman family support that Leia gets, that Vail gets. And then they have a younger daughter named Bethany. And their family strives on balance and support. And I was like, how else can I get that if I don't come to your house and show it?
Right, exactly. Well, they were very open to it, and that's half the battle right there. And, you know, Leia, you know, it's so interesting. Listen to that piece, you know, and I know Vail, because Vail plays for the boys' basketball team, a pretty good ball player as well. But the day that, you know, it really put in perspective just how good she was, at least on the family's perspective, in Vail's eyes, was when Vail was beaten by Leia in one-on-one basketball. She's pretty good. I mean, when you watch her play, Andrea, what separates her from the average competition on a regular Tuesday or Friday night?
I mean, this girl, she is just everywhere on that court. I mean, she's the one who's on the ground rolling for the ball. Like, you love that basketball player who's going to throw herself anywhere. And that's what she's willing to do. And she's calm. Calm, cool, and collected always. Mm-hmm. I asked her, I was like, you know, when there's coaches in the stands watching you, does that make you anxious, nervous? And she said that just makes her want to show out even more.
Wow. And she's a freshman with 7 scholarship offers?
7 scholarships, 2 of them that are ranked in the top 25. That's Michigan State and Oregon State.
Okay, so you can't say who's offering her then.
Yeah.
What schools? What school, if you look at the list right now.
Villanova, Michigan State, Oregon State, Purdue, Minnesota, Wisconsin. And that is all of them.
And UConn's on that list too.
Not yet.
Oh, it's coming. No. It may be coming. Possibly.
Yeah, they reached out. They saw this video that I did, and they reached out to Ira, the athletic director, and told him, you know, great video. might happen over. I mean, we still got 3 years. The girl's a freshman, so
exactly. Well, I'm curious to know because we would love to really dive into personal opinions when it comes to the world of recruiting here on the show. And I always say I'm not shy in letting me know. I hate the recruiting process to the core of my soul, and it's become so crazy because you're starting to see recruits target boys and girls at the ages of like 12, 11, 10. And you know, I've seen probably the youngest recruit I've seen has to be around, I want to say like 7 years old, something like that.
Wow.
It's so crazy. What are your thoughts on the recruiting process and the hoopla surrounding around Miss Leah Hartman?
Gosh, I mean, when I heard that she had all these offers, it overwhelmed me. I just thought, you know, when I was 14, my biggest worry was if a boy was going to like me or my braces were...
regular teenage stuff,
just,
right.
You know, and Leah's, I guess I would say her worries are who's offering her and where she's going to go to college. But when I talked to her, she said she just plays. If she goes into every game thinking about who's offering her, that's when she'll go crazy. So she told me that she just plays something that she loves. And her mom said it's been internal since day one. Mm-hmm. Playing in the driveway, coming in for lunch, leaving, going back out in the driveway, coming in for dinner. And that's why I'm not worried about her recruiting process, because she just wants to go where she can play the sport that she loves.
I got to know what her demeanor is like when talking with her, because I can, like you just said, you kind of put in perspective that she doesn't see pressure. It seems like that she, you know, she just goes out there and does her thing. How is she handling all this attention?
She's getting used to it.
I
asked her and she said at first it was, you know, whoa, it's a lot. But then she realized it was going to become a regular thing. And she's accepted that because, you know, when you have skill and talent and you're blessed with such abilities that she has, she understands that this is what comes with it. And that's kind of what I learned, is this 14-year-old is acting like an 18-year-old. And I said to her, you know, you're almost a role model for other people. And she said, you know what? Everyone is role models to me. She strives. She watches seniors in high school that are about to graduate and tries to do what they do and break records. There's a senior in Indiana who has scored so many points in her high school career, broke a record, and Leah's goal is to push to score as many points as that girl. Like,
right. She's competitive.
Yes.
That's clear, without a doubt. When watching your piece, I could already tell that off the bat. Now, I got to know, what's her relationship with, like with her parents? And do you sense any pressure coming from them about where they want her to go to school at? Do you sense that at all? Because you see that a lot when it comes to young prodigies as well.
You know, I asked that. I asked them that. I said, you know, she gets all these offers. Are you guys thinking, hey, Leah, go this way, go that way? And the Doug Hartman, her dad, said that it all is about her best fit. Because one day the ball won't be in her hands anymore. And he wants her to like the college, love the college for educational purposes, team purposes, and sport purposes. Mm-hmm. Her mom kind of smiled and said, you know, there is an idea of where I would like her to go. But overall, her choice is hers. They are from UConn originally.
I did not know that. Wow.
Not UConn. Okay. Connecticut.
But they have to be big UConn fans.
And
then,
Leah, when she was in first grade, was taken to several UConn women's basketball games. And that's when her dad said her passion kind of came to life. You know, she was watching them and asking her dad, oh, how did she just do this crossover? How did she just do this lay-in? And that's when, in first grade, her dad and her mother said, it stood out to us that she loves this.
Two quick ones for you. How'd they end up here then? Here in Michigan?
Her Doug Hartman is a professor at Michigan State.
Ah, nice.
In the
What's he teach?
Educational program under just College of Education. I think it's graduate, but he's a professor here, so that's what brought them to Okemos.
Fantastic. And also, I know you put in a lot of hours on this piece, and it's so hard when you sit down with all these individuals for an extended amount of time. There's so many details that you just can't include in a 5-minute piece. What are some things that didn't make it to air that you would like to share?
You know, there's one thing I'd like to share. I interviewed their whole family, and that included 11-year-old Bethany Hartman. And she plays on a community Okemos basketball team. And I asked her, well, I asked all of them, what does basketball mean to this family? And her answer stood out to me the most, but it just didn't find a spot in my story. And she told me that basketball is breakfast, lunch, and dinner to the Hartman family. Mm-hmm. And I sat on this computer trying to fit it into this story because I thought it was the coolest statement to hear from an 11-year-old that this sport really, really runs their life. I mean, but not in a, Leia said for me to make sure that it's not in a overwhelming way. Mm-hmm. It's in a we love it way. And they will come home after work, after school, and they will tune into women's basketball games. And know the players.
Right, right.
And that's what's so cool about it is this sport is a part of their family.
Did her mom and dad play?
Yes. Mom played in high school, did not play in college. Dad played in college, but I don't think like it went. I think it was a lower school. It wasn't anything big. But
gotcha.
Leia was the one to play first, and then Vale followed in her footsteps.
Very cool stuff. Well, Andrew, you did one remarkable job on this piece. Again, folks, we will be posting this to our WKAR.org website very, very soon. You'll get to see the visual of this report. You do not want to miss it. Andrew, what else are you working on for us?
That's the thing is right now.
Spring break's coming, so you're just looking at sunshine and beaches right now, right?
Yes, yes. I'm headed to California, but right now, you know, I'm working with Ira from the athletic director, and we are just trying to think of some new ideas to keep WKR updated on Okemos High School. So I'll get back to you on that one, Al.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it. We'll enjoy spring break.
Thank you.
Fantastic job. The one, the only, Andrea Urban. All right, let's get our second break. When we come back, we'll put a bow on today's current sports by talking little Tigers and also the Redskins. Big payday for Kirk Cousins. That and more. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. We just finished up a fantastic chat with Current Sports beat reporter and production assistant Andrea Urban, who finished a piece on Leia Hartman, who is a freshman girls basketball player on the Okemos High School girls varsity basketball team. She's got scholarship offer after scholarship offer. I can only imagine what that has to be like in high school. You know, Isaac, I was, you know, sitting back this past weekend, you know, doing some work on the laptop like I'm always doing. And, you know, I was flipping through the channels and I hit one channel that had He Got Game on the tube. And I'm sitting there watching it, man. It's one of my favorite sports movies of all time. That's on my top 10, my personal top 10 list. And Ray Allen's acting is so horrible in it, though. But anyway, you got Denzel in it. You got Rosario Dawson to kind of even the bad acting by Ray Allen. But, you know, and I was watching.
When was that? Wait, was that Sunday night?
It was Saturday, I think.
Okay, because I saw it on my TV Sunday night. Didn't get a chance to watch it, but while flipping through, I saw it.
Yeah, it was that, and then Roll Bounce with Lil Bow Wow came on, but I didn't tune in for that one. But I'm watching it, and I'm just sitting there watching just the recruiting process that Jesus Shuttlesworth went through. And first off, I chuckle because it's so real. This happens. You know, when I first saw that movie, I'm like, no, recruiting isn't like this. It can't be. But then the story about Louisville with Rick Pitino comes out, and you hear all these other stories from former college players, and I'm like, yeah, they pretty much nailed this one, dude.
Yeah. First off, that's got to be the greatest pseudonym in the history of sports movies. Jesus Shuttlesworth, I love it. And right. Actually, when they had the nicknames on the back of All-Star jerseys, if I'm not mistaken,
yep.
Not Ray All-Star jerseys, but just regular jerseys.
Yeah.
Ray Allen wore that, which was fantastic. But anyway... Yeah, I think that accurately actually depicts what it's like for a high school, highly coveted player. I remember the story of Adrian Payne, and John Calipari actually showed up at his high school, helicoptered onto the football field. I mean, what's the reason to take a helicopter? Nobody
knows. I don't remember
that. But it's a show of affluency. It's a show of your powers of program, I guess. It doesn't necessarily make sense.
That's something Jim Harbaugh would do.
Oh, Jim Harbaugh. A helicopter is way below him, I think. I think Jim Harbaugh would come in an F-150, or not F, F1, F1,
he'll probably
F6,
like parachute.
F6.
I can see him parachuting down. You know what I mean?
I
like skydiving down.
Something that came out of his khakis, maybe.
Right,
a
right.
Parachute out of his khakis.
Exactly. But yeah, the recruiting process is so crazy. And I can only imagine what Leia Hartman is going through right now. But she seems to be handling it in stride, without a doubt. Again, Andrea's piece will be seen on WKAR.org later on this week. So you don't want to miss that. All right. Well, less than 5 minutes left. Brief thoughts here. Donatas Mahjanjunas has called out the Pistons, the Detroit Pistons organization, for the situation in which the trade, the Houston Rockets forward, basically the trade fell through because it was said that he failed his physical. The big man was set, all but set to play for the Pistons last week until the trade fell through because Van Gundy, the Pistons president of basketball operations and coach, decided Mahjanjunas carried too much risk when it came to his back. Mahjanjunas went on to call the physical, the failed physical, a joke and has called out the Pistons organization. Reaction, Isaac.
Yeah, I was going to throw this into Tickled Tuesday yesterday because I think his comments are more of the joke. If a team has any sort of concern about a player's health, which with Donatas Mahjanjunas' history, they've got good reason to be concerned with it. He's had back injuries and knee injuries and all over the place. So, yeah, I think it's a joke for him to call him out because this was a good possible move for the Pistons, but it obviously fell through when they couldn't determine whether he was healthy or not.
You know, this is the big question for me in this story. Did Mahjanjunas fail the physical, or did Detroit just feel like his back was too much of a risk and say that he failed it? I think that's the big misconstruity here because Mahjanjunas is basically saying, you know, I didn't fail that physical. I don't know what they're talking about. It's a joke. Quote, I just got screwed. Then he goes on to say the injury was a pretense to call off the trade. They changed their minds. Now I will be talking to my agent and lawyers to clarify what to do next. The medical examination I failed was a joke. So that's the big question here. Did he really fail it? Or did the Pistons say he failed it just to get out of things?
Well, but considering his injury history, the fact that the Pistons had a certain threshold that they wanted him to reach in terms of health. If they determined that he didn't reach that, I have no problem with saying he failed the physical and just calling it a day. If you've got concerns about a player's health, you're training a lot for that guy.
Yeah, and there's a part of me that definitely feels that side of things, but also I kind of feel for Mahjanjunas because this is a business. At the end of the day, it is. But again, I think this was a candid quote that kind of puts in perspective from a family aspect. I mean, again, you know, Van Gundy said this, quote, it's a really tough profession for players. I think focus on the money they make, and obviously that's great, but how many of us have jobs that are on 48 hours notice? You got to move your family anywhere, and they tell you to go out, and you have to absolutely do it. We'll elaborate on this story tomorrow because I have an additional point to that quote. But again, much thanks to all of you out there for tuning in to today's Current Sports with me, Al Martin, right here on WKAR AM 870 East Lansing. We'll be back at it same time, same place tomorrow in due time. Take care. Have a fantastic afternoon and be easy, people.